Sheila is asked in halakha, is it permissible to smell the hadas on the 7 days of Sukkot? Which means, it's clear that the hadasim give a smell. And we know the beracha on hadasim, like we make on Friday night, like we make on Motzei Shabbat, is Borei Atzeh Besamim. So can you use the hadasim also for smelling? You do two mitzvot. You shake the lulav, then you take the hadasim, and you make a mitzvah afterwards. Halakha says clearly, no. Since the hadasim were designated for a mitzvah, the mitzvah of shaking it, therefore all other functions of the hadas become mukseh, become off limits. It's huksal le mitzvato. And therefore, it is asur to smell the hadasim, which means to go out of your way specifically and smell them with kavanah to smell it. Doesn't mean that if as you're shaking the lulav, there's an aroma that comes out of the hadasim and you smell it, that's okay. You don't make a barakha on that in all cases because your kavanah is not to smell. We're talking about going out of your way. The she'elah would be legabe the etrog, which is a little more complicated because etrogim, its primary function is to eat. So therefore, when we designate it for the mitzvah, what we're doing is we're taking it away from its primary function of eating. But its function of smelling still exists. So therefore some, she taught, want to say you can smell the etrog with kavanah on the holiday. But you're putting yourself into a different dilemma. It's a machloket on Sukkot, what berakha you're supposed to make on the etrog when you smell it. Are you supposed to make an oten reach to the perot, which is the normal barakah you make on fruit that give a smell, or you don't make a barakah at all. So therefore, the poskim come out, the best solution to get out of the problem of the etrog is don't smell the etrog either on the holiday, because of the issue of whether you have to make a barakah or not. So therefore, the halakha l'maaseh, one should refrain from smelling the etrog throughout the 7 days of Sukkot, which means through Hoshana Rabbah, and also the hadasim.